Blog Talk Radio.
Which is here every Tuesday from 8 o'clock. I am normally here to share with you for a few moments my thoughts, my feelings, and really just to inspire, motivate, and uplift you. And I do that by sharing sometimes Bible quotes, sometimes I'm sharing, quotes from other amazing people. I also do that by sharing some of my experiences and also by really just digging deep into conversations that I've had with people and bringing it to you from a different perspective. So for those of you who's joined me on Pure Inspiration, I also broadcast on Periscope now. So I'm just tapping into Periscope because you can't actually have it on the screen for too long because it actually comes down. So I'm just tapping back into Periscope because it came down. So the title of today's show is Forget the Rat Race. And all too often, as I'm going to go into, we get caught up in this. So I really want to just delve a little bit into what the rat race is, and then really talk about how we can try to forget the rat race, how we can stay focused on the things that we need to stay focused on. So I'm on Periscope now. Right, there it is. So I'm live on Periscope. So for those of you who are joining me on Periscope, trying to fix my hair. for those of you who are joining me on Periscope, I'm also on Blog Talk Radio. That is www.blogtalkradio.com/pureinspiration2014. So you guys can also catch me on there, and you can actually go on there and download the audio so that you can listen to that in your own time, or you can capture this on Periscope. But for those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio, that is something that is there all the time. So forget the rat race. What is the rat race? What is the meaning behind the rat race? Well, the rat race is a way of life. Thanks for joining. A way of life which people are caught up in fierce competitive struggles for wealth or power. So the rat race is a way of life in which people are caught up in a fiercely competitive struggle for wealth or power. And it says underneath, they quit the rat race in order to live a simple life. And that's really what I'm going to be speaking about in essence today, to forget the rat race, simply because all too often we are caught up in this competitive battle. And I'm going to share with you what I read yesterday, which kind of encouraged me to really speak about this today, and also a conversation or conversations I was having yesterday in terms of competitiveness. And so I want to read this to you. It says, do you not know that in a race all runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to the body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. And that is from one of the greatest books that have ever been written. That is from the Bible. It is a quote in 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. And I believe that this is Paul that is actually speaking. And he's basically saying that he is running a race. All of us is in a race. All of us is in a race. But what race are you actually in? Are you in a race against and competing against other people and trying to win a prize that really notoriety, credibility? Are you trying to win that kind of a prize so that you can be seen to be the best? And ultimately, you haven't really fulfilled your purpose. You're running a race. I call it the rat race. Running the rat race and doing the things that you want to be seen to be doing and competing, like it said, fiercely for wealth and really for positioning, well, power they've actually got. And are you doing that to be seen of men? Are you doing that so that people can pat you on the back? Because where I'm standing from, I know that that rat race goes on all the time. And I was caught up in the rat race for quite some time and wanting to have a particular, how would I put it, a particular status. So you want to get in the rat race so that you can achieve, so that you can be seen to be achieving, so you seem to be wealthy and healthy and all the rest of it. But you know, it's one of those things that they say, outward success but inward failure. And so I've looked at the rat race, and I think that the rat race, those who really haven't found their purpose, how do you know when anyone and yourself is actually in existence? Thanks for joining, Sunshine Louise. I'll ask the questions right at the end. So we're talking about forget the rat race. And I'm actually going to be going over some of the things that I personally have experienced, and also they have been in the rat race, how this has impacted not just their mindset, but it's also impacted their health, mental health at that, and also physical health. Because when you're in the rat race keeps you going and doing the things that you think that you need to be doing in order to be seen. And sometimes when you're in that rat race, it literally takes on a life of its own, and you want to become the most powerfulest, and you want to become the most seen and the most noticed by everybody. Seen and noticed is pretty much the same word. But if you get my gist, you want to be seen, you want to have that credibility and so forth. And I've just realized that for a number of years that when we are in the rat race, it is difficult for people. My screen is actually frozen on Periscope, but it is difficult for people to take you seriously when all it seems as though you're trying to do is get power and wealth. When you are really focused on your purpose, you'll realize that the power and the wealth is something that actually comes. It's not something that you have to go and seek for. So ultimately, those of us that are looking for power, those of us that are looking for wealth, we actually lose out because we're not really fulfilling our purpose. We are focusing on the things that everyone else things that we should be focusing on, and we find ourselves just continually doing the things that are pleasing, like for here and now. So my belief is that there is life after this. And what Paul, I believe, was talking about was that, you know, himself, he don't want to be running this race and storing up all these things here and now and not fulfilling his purpose. And then ultimately, when he leaves here, he basically has been telling people, going around and telling people, you need to do this, you need to do that. And ultimately, he hasn't actually accomplished that himself. That's what I believe that he was actually saying. And through me reading that, it actually brought me to a place where I thought, yeah, the rat race is something that is real. It's there. And sometimes we think that because we're in it, that it's okay to be in it. But ultimately, it is one of those things that you look at and you say, well, am I doing this? Am I in this because I want to be? Or am I in it because other people want me to be? Or have I just got caught up in this because, you know, maybe I left school and I didn't have any qualifications, and now is my opportunity to kind of shine. And I think that sometimes when people are given positions, it also causes them to think differently, because with position is typically power. And sometimes when people are given power, it can actually go to their head and they deal with things completely differently from what they should. Sorry, my focus is kind of on trying to get Periscope. So I'm back on Periscope now. For those of you, this is the second part of Forget the Rat Race. I actually got disconnected there for some reason. So as I was sharing in those brief moments, that we can get caught up in the rat race, not sometimes intentionally, but we start off, thanks for joining, we start off just going along on our normal journey, but then with positioning, there's typically power. And so with that, sometimes people make that power go to their head and then they realize before they know it, they're in this rat race and they're competing against other people for wealth and for power. And oftentimes you hear people where they say that they get sick and tired. Thanks for joining, young Toby. Sometimes you hear people say that they get sick and tired of being in the rat race and they just want to do something normal. They just want a simple life. Thanks for joining again, Sunshine Louise. Sometimes you hear that. I just want to live a simple life, just a normal life, just no fuss. You often hear people say, I want to go and live in the country. So sometimes people leave the city life, the fast life and so forth, and go into the country because it's just so much and it can be so stressful and the power trips and people just competing against you all the time. And there is that healthy competition where you have people who, because you compete, it causes you to push that much further and want to be successful and want to get to a place where you have accomplished some of the things that you set out to accomplish. But we're talking about the rat race where people are just seeking power and they're seeking wealth and they don't care really how they get it, who they tread upon or anything like that. So I really wanted to use the word race. And I wanted to use it as an acronym, as I do, and say how we can basically step out of the rat race. So that's why I didn't do the rat. And I don't know if you've heard that quote, but it's like, if you're in a rat race, the only thing that you're going to end up winning or being is a rat if you win. I can't remember how it goes, but in essence, that's what it's actually saying. So I've taken the word race and using it as an acronym and really trying to focus on the race that we should be on rather than the rat race, on the race that we should be on, the one that is going to be positive, the one that's going to be rewarding, the one that's going to help us, not just to help ourselves, but to help other people and to accomplish and fulfill our purpose. So the word race, letter R, I've put remember, and I've actually put remember your whys. So if you find that you are in the rat race and really want to step out of the rat race, one of the things that you need to look at is, what are my whys? Remember why you are doing what you are doing. If it isn't coming from a place of purpose, and if it's not coming from a place where it is going to not just benefit you, but benefit others, that it's not really fulfilling your heart's desire or even your goals. Because I know that there are some people who have gone to universities, spent their money and so forth, and expected to come out being a doctor, a lawyer or whatever, and they're working in McDonald's. That isn't their heart's desire. And then before you know it, they think, well, I'm here, so you know, I might as well go for managerial role, or supervisor, I might as well go for managerial. And then they just get caught up doing the things that they really didn't set out. And I wouldn't really consider McDonald's like rat race, but you can use that if you want to. However, if you're looking at it from a perspective of, I now have been desiring to do something bigger, better, greater, and I'm not fulfilling that, I want you to remember why you are doing what you're doing. Because if you can remember why you're doing what you're doing and it isn't fulfilling you, you will start to step away from that and look at your dreams and look at your visions and look at your goals, and you will start to say, right, I need to focus on things that is going to fulfill my life and help me to fulfill other people's lives. What is my purpose? That's where it takes you. If you can remember your whys, why are you doing what you are actually doing? If you can remember that, then to me, you're halfway or maybe a quarter way on the way to fulfilling your heart's desire and your goals and your purposes and stepping out of the rat race. The second word that I actually put down is aim. And I wanted to ask you, what is your aim? What are you aiming at? Because if you ain't aiming at anything, then you're actually going to get nothing. If you are aiming specifically for something, you might come close, but at least you've got something that you're aiming towards. If you have nothing, then it's just aimless. And I just want to ask you that question, because whilst you're remembering what your why's, you have to be focused on something. And in order to focus on that something, you have to take aim. You have to aim and focus your position towards that very thing. So when I think about aiming, I think about, like, you know, when you see like a target and you see that dot right in the middle, oftentimes that's what people want to actually hit. And sometimes when you don't hit it, you become quite frustrated. It's just like, ah. But the thing is, even if you get around there, if you just keep on, if you keep on going on, keep on trying, eventually you will hit that target. But you know what? Even if you don't hit it the first time, at least you are focused. At least you are in order to get you to your purpose. And I purposely use these words because I know that it causes people to think, well, what is my purpose? What is it that I'm doing? What are my goals? What is it that I'm setting? So I use those words because I know that sometimes we hear coaches and we hear mentors and they say, you know, set your target, set your goals. What are you doing? And, you know, do all of these things because it's going to help you. But I just wanted to really share with you why I want you to be focused and aiming towards something, because you will find that if you aren't aiming towards something, it's a waste of time, really. So the third letter was confident. In order for you to go to the next level and come out of the rat race, you're going to need to build that confidence. You're going to need to be consistent in that area and know that you can actually do this. Challenging, yeah, but you know what? It will be worth your while. The final letter is E, and I've actually put endurance. I think I actually used the word endurance last week. No, I don't think it was last week. I think it was the week before. And I was talking about, there's a particular scripture where it says that the race isn't for the swift, but it's for those that endure. And I was using the example of the tortoise and the hare. And yeah, this word has come up again. I don't know if it's for me or for you, but it's come up again. Because when you're in the rat race, you're just going around. You're just going with, you know, like you can almost liken it like a mouse just going round and round and round and round, and kind of gets fierce, and you know. But when you step out of the rat race, it's really about, where am I going? How am I going to do it? Thank you, Sunshine Louise. Where am I going? How am I going to do this? And even, like I said, even if things are not the way that you want them to be, they don't seem to be hitting the mark, the fact that you are enduring and you're continuing and you're pushing and pressing through, then I believe that you will run the race that you have desired to run, that I believe that you was born to do. I think that if you are focusing on the things that are fulfilling you and helping others, that you are in the race and the race of life, and you are going down the route that you should be going down. That's just my belief. You can obviously have your own beliefs and you know, look at it from a completely different perspective. That's perfectly fine. This is just something I'm putting out there just to encourage you, that if you're enduring and if you're going and if you're focused, you know, focus causes you, I believe, to want to continue. Because if you know that you are going in a particular direction, and you know that even though the rain comes, even though the sun gets hot, even though there's storms, but if you know that you're going in a particular direction, you know that you need to keep on moving, you will endure that. You will enjoy it because you have something in mind. You know, I know that I was talking to someone recently and they said to me, you know, some of the things that you do and some of the things that you say, you know, I'm just so blown away with it because you are consistent in doing what you're doing. You are constantly going in that direction. And I don't really see you. They didn't use the word derailed, they used another word, but I don't really see you kind of waver. And I said, oh yeah, I do waver. It's just that you're not around me when I'm wavering and you're not really in my mind. However, what they could see was the consistency in going in the same direction for many, many years. And some people have said to me, Debbie, you should be doing this, and Debbie, you should be doing that, and you should have arrived by now, and so forth. But I tell you something, endurance is powerful. It is absolutely it is powerful, because when you have a vision and a goal in mind, it causes you to enjoy. It causes you to stay focused and to keep on moving. And despite the challenges that do come your way, you're saying, you know what? I'm just gonna keep this moving. So really, I'm just really trying to encourage you to not really get caught up in a rat race. Forget that. Run the race that you are meant to run. And when I say the race that you are meant to run, I'm talking about your purpose, you fulfilling your divine purpose. Because outside of that, it's kind of pointless in my eyes. Like I said, this is my views. It seems pointless. It seems aimless. So really, I just wanted to take out time just to share that with you. And really, again, to let you know that the rat race, you will know if you're in the rat race, because this is what it says, a way of life in which people are caught up in a fiercely competitive struggle. And you notice they've actually put the word struggle in there for wealth or power. So it's not even smooth. Well, I know life is a struggle, but it's competitive, and it sounds quite harsh, doesn't it? It's like fiercely competitive struggle for power and wealth. And yeah, there are times when you have to press through and you have to go through the struggles, and yeah, you're going to get that competition and so forth, good competition. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the ones that is just like tearing you down and backbiting and trying to, you know, make you seem like a less of a person, or you pulling down someone else. And no, I want to encourage you to forget the rat race and run the race of your life on purpose, you know. And also what it says underneath here, oftentimes people, they want to quit the rat race in order to live a simple life. Isn't it good when you can just live a simple life? Sometimes I say that to myself. I'm like, oh, Lord, why can't I just live a simple life? Like, why does it have to be so challenging so much? I was going to say so often, because it has been quite challenging. But I hope that's encouraged someone out there to forget the rat race and to remember the race that you should be focused on. Biblically, like I said, the scripture that I read in the beginning, 1 Corinthians 9, 24 and 27, and I believe that Paul's actually talking about the race in terms of what is it that you're storing up here? What is it that you're running for? What is it that you want here that you're storing up? Because it's like everybody that runs the race, everybody trains, everybody gets themselves into position, everybody knows what the race is about. But what is the prize that you are looking for? Are you looking for here and now, you know, something that is just temporal? Or are you looking for something that is everlasting? That's the kind of race that Paul is talking about. And I believe if you are fulfilling your purpose, it's everlasting. You can leave a legacy. If you are just doing this temporal thing and just for the status and the notoriety, then what will happen is that's temporal. That's temporal. But if you are running a race with purpose and with passion, I believe that you can leave a legacy for your family, for your children, for your grandchildren. That's what I believe, because you are fulfilling your purpose rather than fulfilling something that is just here and now that seems to be good. I know that we've all heard about the one-hit wonders. You know, they come and they go, and then you've got people like Tina Turner, who's just been here forever. You know, I remember her from a child, and it's just like she's still here. It's like you're still here. You know, that's like a long legacy. And so I want you to ask yourself that question. Am I in a rat race? What is it that I actually want to get out of life? Do I really want to be striving? Do I really want to be fighting? Do I really want to be doing all of this? Or do I really want to be living my life on track, running the race of life, you know, which I think is really fundamental and important. So guys, I hope that that has blessed you. I hope that you've been encouraged by that. There's so much that is going on at the moment. For those of you who follow me on social media, I'm doing the Phenomenal Book Tour, which is coming up on the 22nd of this month here in London. And I'll be doing it again with the whole team. Like many of us, you have to look on social media for everyone. But everyone is coming along to that, and it is going to be absolutely phenomenal. 5th of November in Birmingham. Birmingham City Centre at that. For those of you who are joining me on Blog Talk Radio, I just want to say thank you ever so much for joining me on Pure Inspiration Talks once again, and all being well, I'll be here next week Tuesday at 8:30, encouraging, inspiring you and motivating, uplifting you to live a purposeful life. So until then, guys, you have a fantastic week, and see you next week. Bye-bye for now. So that's those that are on blog.